man, when he to rule our land began, resolved to try a plan whereby young men might best be steadied. So he decreed in words succinct that all who flirted, leered, or winked, unless God knew be heavy linked, should forthwith be beheaded, 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 should forthwith be beheaded. And I expect you'll all agree that he was right to so decree. And I am right, and you are right, and all is right can be.
And you are right, and me are right, and all is right as right
can
be.
And all is right as right can be. Right as right can be. This stern decree you'll understand, cause great dismay throughout the land, for young and old and shy and bold were equally affected. The youth who winked a roving eye, or plead the non-connubial sigh, was thereupon condemned to die. He usually objected, objected, objected. He usually objected. And you'll allow, as I expect, that he was right to so object. And I am right, and you are right, and everything is quite correct.
And you are right, and me are right, and everything is quite correct.
And everything is quite correct.
All is quite.
And so we straight let out on bail a convict from the county jail, whose head was next on some pretext condemned to be blown off, and made him headsman for beset, who's next to be decapitated, cannot cut off another's head until he's cut his own off, his own off, his own off, until he's cut his own off. We are right, I think you'll say, to argue in this kind of way. And I am right, and you are right, and all is right to lure